Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is November the 25th, 2021. Well, it's good to be with you again this morning, and I hope you had a good day yesterday in the Lord's house. And we're at the beginning of another week and another week of studying the Word of God together and praying together and growing together. And so it's just a blessing to be on this journey with you. This morning I want to discuss with you Matthew 5:16, and listen to what it says. It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." That was part of my text from the message I preached yesterday. But notice in that passage the connection between good works and letting your light shine. The structure of the verse is such that we understand that our light shines by our good works. When we do the work, good works, that's when our light is going to shine. So yesterday I preached verses 13 through 16. In that message, I mentioned how that Jesus is stressing that those who hear his message, they need to understand that they are the salt of the earth and they are the light of the world. And when he says, "Ye are," he is pointing out what they are, not what they should be. You know, often people feel that when Jesus makes this statement, it's as if he is saying that what they should be or what they will be. But actually, when they're following Jesus, they are the light of the world, and they are the salt of the earth. And it is important for each of us to understand that these are, we are to be these to the world. We are to be the salt of the earth, and we are to be the light of the world. And the way you live your life, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You need to consider that. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. I don't want to re-preach my message from yesterday, but I really want us to focus on verse 16. And it says, "Your light shines because of your good works." And do we understand that truth? Our good works are our light. Or our light shines by the good works we do. So when thinking about that, what good works have you been performing so that your light shines? You say, we can't just say, "Well, I'm letting my light shine," you know. We need to perform a good work to let our light shine. So what is the last good work that you performed so that your light would shine? And when was the last time you did a good work? When did you practice forgiveness? When did you feed someone who was needy? When did you clothe someone who was naked? When did you give something of yours for the benefit of someone else? When did you share the gospel with one that is lost? When we think about it this way, maybe our lights aren't shining as brightly as we think they are. Jesus says, "Let your light so shine so that they may see your good works. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven." It seems that good works is the way our lights shine. And if we're not performing good works, that probably means our light is not shining. And so if our light is not shining, then probably our Father is not being glorified. Maybe the reason so many don't accept Christianity is because they don't see Christians making enough impact in their world. You know, I was reading today also in this book, Knowing God, by J.I. Packer. And he's kind of mentioning this, and he's talking about the Christmas spirit, and he's talking about the incarnation of Christ and how that should impact our lives. And listen to what he says. "It is a shame and disgrace today that so many Christians, I will be so more specific, so many of the soundest and most orthodox Christians go through this world in the spirit of the priest and the Levite in our Lord's parable, seeing human needs all around them, but after a pious wish and perhaps a prayer that God might meet those needs, they avert their eyes and passing by on the other side. In other words, they see the need, but they won't meet the need. They'll say, oh, I'm sorry for you, I'll be praying for you, but they never do anything to meet the actual need. That is not the Christmas spirit, nor is it the spirit of those Christians. Alas, there are many whose ambition in life seems limited to building a nice middle-class Christian home and making nice middle-class Christian friends and bringing up their children in nice middle-class Christian ways, and who leave the sub-middle-class sections of the community, Christian and non-Christian, to get on by themselves. The Christmas spirit does not shine out in the Christian, out in the Christian snob, for the Christmas spirit is the spirit of those who, like their master, live their whole lives on the principle of making themselves poor, spending and being spent, to enrich their fellow humans, giving time, trouble, care, and concern to do good to others, and not just their own friends, in whatever way there seems need. There are not so many who show the spirit as there should be. If God in mercy revives us, one of the things He will do will be to work more of this spirit in our hearts and lives. If we desire spiritual quickening for ourselves individually, one step we should take is to cultivate this spirit. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich. You should have put on the mind of Christ and act like Christ in this way. And so we need to think about that. And that's the way you do good works, when you make yourself poor so that someone else might become rich, so that you serve of something you have for the benefit of someone else. In other words, you do a good work and therefore let your light shine. This week, I want you to think about, how are you going to do to let your light shine? Let your light shine by doing a good work. So how about thinking about one good work this week? Think of some way that you can serve another person for the glory of God. Then do it. When you do that good work, then God will be glorified. Let your light shine by doing a good work so that your Father in heaven might be glorified. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we come to you in prayer, thanking you for another week. We thank you for salvation in Jesus. Lord, today we pray for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would show us a good work to perform. Help us to seek opportunity to show a good work so that our Father in heaven would be glorified. When someone looks at us this week, we pray they would see Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hope you're off to a good week, a good start this week. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.